From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russia says allegations that its athletes were part of a widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless, and insists its policies strictly adhere to those of the Global Anti-Doping Agency and the International Olympic Committee. A Kremlin spokesman said Tuesday that evidence had not been presented to substantiate the claims. On Monday, the World Anti-Doping Agency Commission issued a report implicating athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various other Russian institutions, including a lab that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. British Prime Minister David Cameron called Tuesday for the European Union to make a number of reforms ahead of its country's referendum on whether to leave the 28-nation bloc. Among the demands are protections for the one-third of EU nations that do not use the euro currency. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
I don't want this reasonable approach to be misunderstood. Reasonable does not mean lacking in resolve. I understand, of course, that every negotiation must involve just that, negotiation. But Britain is the second biggest economy in the EU. We're the second biggest contributor to the EU budget. Along with France, we are its foremost military power. We gain from the Union, but we bring a lot to it.
International observers in Myanmar are giving unqualified approval to Sunday's historic parliamentary elections as the vote counting heads into its second full day. More than 30 million people cast votes in Sunday's election. This is VOA News. Detainees at a remote Australian-run holding center for asylum seekers have ended a violent two-day demonstration that was sparked by the death of an Iranian-born asylum seeker. Australian authorities dispatched reinforcements to the Christmas Island Detention Center. It comes after protesters set several fires, forcing the guards and other staffers to abandon the facility. The Immigration Department said police regained control of the center after negotiating with inmates. Meanwhile, Australia's refugee policies have been condemned by the United Nations' main human rights body. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has details.
At a hearing in Geneva, more than 100 countries have spoken out against Australia's refugee policies. Many have called for Canberra to scrap the detention of children and offshore processing. US Representative Divya Khosla said Australia must ensure that detainees are treated fairly.
We encourage Australia to ensure humane treatment and respect for the human rights of asylum seekers, including those processed offshore in Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
But Australian official Steve McGlynn told the hearing that the policies had prevented asylum seekers from risking their lives at sea by trying to reach Australia by boat, and put pressure on people trafficking syndicates. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Meanwhile, a senior army general was among 88 suspects who appeared in a Thai courtroom Tuesday to face charges of human trafficking. The suspects are accused of trafficking Rohingya Muslims who undertook dangerous sea journeys to escape religious persecution and marginalization from Myanmar and Bangladesh. The trafficking took place between January 2011 and May of this year. The European Union has criticized Turkey in a report Tuesday, saying the country has shortcomings in its democratic standards and has regressed on freedoms of expression and assembly. The report on Turkey's possible membership in the EU was held until after elections earlier this month that returned President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party to a majority in parliament. The EU noted that Turkey's continued interest in joining the bloc, but said that that was offset by some key legislation that ran against some European standards. It cited undermined independence in the country's judiciary, as well as pressure and intimidation of journalists. Pope Francis insisted Tuesday that the Catholic Church shun all temptations of power, prestige, and money as he pressed his reform agenda amid a new scandal at the Vatican. Francis outlined his vision of the church in a lengthy speech to Italian bishops gathered in Florence, leaving behind a Vatican reeling from revelations of internal resistance to his reform agenda. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.